We will call the Gage County Board of Supervisors meeting to order at 8:45 for Wednesday, July 12th. We'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation. Jurgens, Haxby, Schuler, Tiemann, Dorn, Slavely, and Lytle. Up first is the consent agenda. Approval of the general agenda. Approve minutes of the meeting held June 28th, 2023. Approve all claims through July 12th, 2023 in the amount of $648,544.13. Accept claim number 23070050 to Johnny's Welding in the amount of $135.52. And claim number 23070057 to RL Team and Construction in the amount of $45,026.82 to be voted on separately below. Approve and place on file all correspondence received. Approve District Court Summary Fee Report and Register of Deeds Fee Report for the month of June 2023. Approve Utility Permit Number 1280 to Kinder Morgan, Inc. Kinder Morgan will be occupying Gage County right-of-way to unload and load equipment and materials in the North Grader Ditch. All excavated work will be done on private property located on the located south of the Section 25, Township 6 North, Range 7 East, Nemaha Township.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Swavely, second by Lytle. Any discussion? Not, please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Regular agenda. Approve or disapprove claim number 230750 to Johnny's Welding in the amount of $135.52.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Swavely. Any discussion? Please vote. 6 in favor. With Mr. Jurgens abstaining, motion carries. Approve or disapprove claim number 230-70057 to RL Tiemann Construction, Inc. in the amount of $45,026.82. If approved, this brings the total amount of claims approved through July 12, 2023 to $693,706.47. This is a company I'm involved with.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Swavely, second by Dorn. Any discussion? Please vote. 6 in favor with team and abstaining. Motion carries. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. We have some public today. Welcome to all of you. Anyone like to voice anything or ask for future items? Quiet crowd. We'll move on to committee reports. Building and ground, winter lights. Mr. Swavely.
Yep. David's here. He'll let us bring us up to date on things that are going on. So,
morning, Mr. Jones.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We talked about our security system. Has got quite a few years on it. It does need some updates. So, Dial gave a proposal for $1,993 to do the updates needed. This would include putting in some new keypads, and this is for both the courthouse and veterans office updates. And King Little and Richard Burton came down last week, and we're doing a study to see what we can do to remove this pole right here. King is really aggressive on trying to find out as much as he can on it, so I've been talking to him quite a bit. He asked for a just for us to investigate the beam up above here, and it is two 13-foot beams that are connected in a cradle. Right in the middle is very well built, but that does affect how they have to would have to shore it, I take it, and stuff. And but what he came up with would be a 31-foot long beam running north and south with a lintel above the door and then a support post right behind Mr. Team in there. And these would not be attached to the building. He wants to keep it separately from the building where the load would actually just go down into the EOC, and there would be two piers down in the floor there. So he wants me to investigate that also as far as where that foundation begins there. And I he told me the easiest way is just to, we'll get a masonry drill, and I got a 3-foot-long bit, and just start tapping, working my way back until I find tap into something solid. And he does want to stay away from those footings, though. So it's been an interesting project, and he says, you know, as far as it's very doable, it is just a heavy thing to do. So coming up with some plans on that. And as far as the beam, he did come up with a 16-inch, or he said we would have the option of a 21-inch or even a 24-inch. And the only obstruction we have in the way, we do have a sewer that runs along this south wall here. So I have our best to do it. We have, I guess it's still just in discussion yet on how best to do it. And lastly would be CTI is coming down starting next week to do the audio-visual system in both courtrooms, and this is all paid for by the state. So they're anticipating it to take about 2 weeks.
Do you remember how many dollar project that was?
Yeah, it was between the two of them, I think it was right at $160,000. So, and it came at a good time. I know our old system has got quite a few years on it, so it'll be nice to get that updated anyway. And now this will be with, I don't know what if it's the WebEx or what brand it is, but so they'll be able to do their visual things between the jail and here and other counties. So
nice to have state funding on that. And this poll here, that's really, we're looking at kind of a revamp in this room. It sounds like this was done in the 70s. Try to give a little bit of a facelift in here, and that was where removing this poll potentially came from for presenters or anything else. It's just always kind of been right there, dead center.
Yes, it has.
Thank you, Mr. Jones.
Thank you.
That's good.
Organization will be meeting at 1 o'clock for the first round of protests. The next scheduled protests with the board will be on July 24th at 10:30, potentially additional ones that next Tuesday, the following day. Finance and insurance, Mr. Juergens.
Large ticket items, MIPS Incorporated, computer support programs, $10,141.20. State of Nebraska, auditor of public accounts, performing audit, $18,749.54. Beatrice Concrete, sand and gravel, rock and gravel, $41,497.96. Contact Engineered Solutions, project pipe, $39,594. G-Works, highway subscription, $11,500. RL Team and Construction, township gravel and hauling, $45,026.82. Rock On Incorporated, hauling township gravel, $19,885.63.
Anything else for finance and insurance? Veteran Service. Morning, Scott.
Morning. All right. The Veterans Service Committee met on June 22nd. Reported we did two Nebraska veteran aids. One was denied for dental work. The veteran had too much money in the savings account. And one was approved for a funeral. It was $2,216. We had one county veteran aid claim for a veteran that needed gas to get to work for a couple days, so that was for $30. We had 17 deceased veterans from March 27th through June 22nd in the county. The state has changed our VetraSpec system that we do claims with. To a Tyler Veteran Benefits. We just call it TVB. And it's more claim-based, and the old system was form-based, and so it's taken us a lot longer to do a claim right now. We used to be able to do them about 15, 20 minutes. Now we're at 20 minutes to up to 45 minutes to an hour. So it takes a little bit longer. a lot of the other veteran service officers, we've been talking, they're all complaining they want to go back to VetraSpec, but they keep, they're working with us to change things so it works better for us. But Don Junker stepped down from the chairperson for the Veterans Board, and Jason Hardick was voted to take the position, so Jason accepted that. We had a good turnout for Memorial Day at the Evergreen Cemetery. I completed my County Veteran Service Office training in April, and Shirley will be doing her training in October. The American Legion spoke with me about doing the Boys and Girls County Government Day again. We're trying to do that in October, so they haven't done that since, it looked like the last time was 2016, before COVID and stuff. So they're, the Legion guys asked me if we could do that again. I said we can start trying to put it together. So so that might be coming in October. More to come with that. I just wanted to kind of let you guys know what I've been doing out in the community. Once again, I was elected as the VFW Post 1077 Commander here in Beatrice, and the Post Service Officer. I was appointed the Post Service Officer for the second term. I was appointed the VFW District 6 Post Service Officer also for a second year, and I was appointed the American Legion Post 27 Post Service Officer for a second year. We've involved with the Buddy Check, and that meets on the 22nd every month at 6 o'clock for that one. The EVETS, they meet on the first Monday of every month, and it's open to anyone that might want to attend to help educate the public to prevent veteran suicide. They're having a tailgate party on September 9th at the Vets Club. That starts at 9:30, and we're having they are having a gun raffle that will be drawn on Veterans Day to support the No Wrong Door event that they have in the spring. That's a real good event to attend. The gun's a Rossi lever action 357, so it's a nice gun. And I'll be attending the VFW National Convention at the end of the month. And then once again, I keep putting the word out for veterans to be recognized by the board and for the county. And we're looking for volunteer drivers for the van yet. We're, a couple times I had to drive here the last couple months, but I think Shirley had to drive once because we couldn't find a driver. But we got, I think, four drivers right now, and one of them sick. So it's kind of tough. So, pending any questions, that's my report.
Do you have tickets for your gun raffle?
They haven't given me any yet. That's supposed to be coming. Hopefully, this week they'll bring me some. So.
I think Eric's saying make sure you stop over with those.
Bring a couple to the next meeting.
Probably a good idea.
Yeah. You could do that.
Any questions for Scott? Thank you very much. Very important. If we could have people turn in names for the veteran recognition. Like you said, we're losing veterans.
Yes.
Scott, how do you think the veterans that you deal with, how do you think things are right now? I mean, as far as the climate,
it's getting, we just lost another local veteran, but he was living in Lincoln. There's still a lot of PTSD, a lot of, we had one, I have things down at our, down at the club, we have numbers for people to call for the Buddy Check guys. Right. And then I've given them stuff where right now they can get free mental health care for up to 90 days through the VA. They don't have to be in the VA. All they have to do is be a veteran. and for 90 days they can get some free mental health help. So we kind of worked that in with these with all the buddy check guys, so they're aware of it. We did have to use it the other day, so with one of our local veterans, thank God he got caught in time. But it's still a lot of issues out there with mental health and suicide and stuff. So, but any other questions? All right. Thank you
very much.
Thank you.
Human resource and employee relations, really nothing at this time. Law enforcement emergency management, Mr. Lytle.
Lisa, did you have anything you wanted to start out with? How about this storm out here? Is it going to be a bad one?
Yeah. should we head for cover?
This morning, but it
was wind. Gus, you don't have anything till later, right?
Correct.
Yeah, we're good.
Road and Bridge, Mr. Juergens.
This has to be before.
Mark is looking at Sargent Road and proposed Liberty Facility for stop signs, seeing if those are going to be needed. Mr. Schuler discussed 80th South Highway 8. It was rocked because the school bus got stuck, but the neighbors aren't happy about the rock because it's ruining the tires. So we were discussing if it's better to have the school bus stuck or rock on the road. We also, on the, I got an update for the permits that we have for building fiber. The Pickerel DSA, who is being ran by Michaels. There is 476,000 feet of conduit in the ground. They have 100,000 feet left. The Adams DSA, Bauer is running that one. They have been working on it for 2 weeks, and they have 62,000 feet of conduit placed. And then the last DSA that we just permitted is going to be ran by Michaels as well, and they have bore crews working, and they have 2,400 feet of conduit in the ground currently. Plows are planning to start there July 24th. We also did get in 3 grant applications with NextLink for the Nebraska Broadband Bridge Program. One is west of Cortland, one is west and southwest of Adams, and one is south of Wymore, all rural, all fiber.
Anything else for Road and Bridge? Are you going to have some news for us with Congressman Smith's office?
They are expecting towards the end of the year.
End of?
This year.
Calendar year?
Calendar year, yeah.
That would be fantastic if we had some good news there. There's a grant with several projects on it.
The congressman's one was the Odell and Christ Lutheran Road, a mill overlay. The TAP grant is the Adams Spur, and I will be scheduling a debrief for the RAISE grant to see how we can improve those. And
RAISE grant included?
That was the Odell, or the
3 bridges.
The Claytonia, the bridges, and the Hickory Road pavement.
The TAP grant, did that include the village's portion and the county's portion?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Anything else for Road and Bridge? If not, we'll move on to Matt Kasich, Chief Executive Officer for Region 5 Services, to present an annual report. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Sir.
Hey, good morning.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good morning. My name is Matt Kosick, and I'm the CEO of Region 5 Services. With me here is Chelsea Mainz, who is our director of our Beatrice program here in Gage County, and Michelle Scholes, who is our chief of staff. I'm fairly new to my role. I just started my third year in my position. I ushered in COVID. I started like right on the cusp of COVID starting, and so it was an interesting first couple of years, but glad to be here and present to you guys this morning. Region 5 Services is the largest provider of developmental disability supports in the state of Nebraska. We are one of the six original regions that were set up back in the late 60s, early 70s by state legislature. The developmental disability world has, Gage County has a unique spot in the history of developmental disabilities in the state of Nebraska. With the BSDC here in town, back before 1970, that was the only option for your family. If you had a son or daughter with a disability, the BSDC was the only option in the state. And that presented challenges, obviously, with, you know, the kind of distance between Beatrice and, say, Scotts Bluff. But also that facility was essentially over capacity at the time. And so parents worked together with state legislature to create community-based programs. And so Region 5 at the time, they set up six regions, obviously, with us being the fifth one. We've kind of taken that. Initially, we were set up as what we did wasn't happening anywhere else in the country. So we were a leader, and we remain that in the state. So we are the largest by quite a wide margin, and we're viewed as a leader in the state. So today, I included some things in the packet in our annual update. So here in Gage County, we serve about 50 people. Our Beatrice program is growing rapidly, so Chelsea has been doing an amazing job of keeping up with that growth. We own six group homes in town, and we're on the verge of purchasing a seventh one to handle that growth. 64 total employees in Gage County. So one of our, again, Beatrice is one of our biggest locations. And one of the things that we focus on in Region 5 is employment. When I introduced myself, the first thing I said was my name, and then the second thing I said was my job. And so as people, we identify with our jobs. Employment has that impact on individuals with disabilities as well, because they don't always get a fair shake. Some of them, it's possible that they will never have a job. So I really find it important to recognize the employers that we have in any given location, and that's why I list them all out. Within Beatrice here, Stan Meyer, between the mall and the Ashley Home Store. He's been a great employer, just a great partner in the community. So wanted to make sure to recognize him and all the work that he's done with us. But we almost, for a good period of time, we had about half of the folks that we supported were employed, which is phenomenal. Usually it's about 25% is what we see in the average agency. So Chelsea and her team has done a great job of ensuring employment. Now it's a little bit closer to 20%, but with that growth, that's been the reason for that. So overall, Region 5 is, I included the service area there, and the next page shows just the overall demographics of who we support, total number of employees, so just some stats. We support about 750 individuals in the state. And we do that with about 770 employees. So pretty good size. This year we'll exceed $61 million, which we haven't. Our budget is primarily state-funded. But getting over that threshold of 60 million, we have not been that. So we are growing. Lastly, the sheet is the budget request. So this amount has essentially been set for years. It's a per capita amount. We haven't changed that amount. We are grateful that we have representation by Emily. Her engagement is awesome, and I appreciate you letting her come up to Lincoln once a month to come and meet with us here with the regions. But that oversight sets us apart. Because of how our structure is, we are a political subdivision. We are an open entity, meaning our books are open. That level of accountability sets us apart. So the space of developmental disability providers, there's for-profit entities, there's non-for-profit entities, but since we are a public entity, that accountability really provides us with a higher level of scrutiny and a higher level of accountability, which in turn relates to a better product. So we're grateful for that. So that's kind of my update. Are there any questions from any member of the board? Yeah.
Just to make sure I understood this, you're supporting 761 people, and you have a total staff of 763?
Yes. Yes.
Jerry, total. I would... You know, that's probably not the same as other services, but I would say facilities like the state home or BSDC. I think at one time there was probably staff on the range of 4-1 or 3-1.
Yes.
Looking at different individuals with different capabilities, getting closer to that 1-1, it seems high, but in this situation it's probably on the lower side.
Yeah.
And I don't want to speak for you.
No, that's correct. To the point, the staffing ratio, yeah, we run at about a 1-1 staffing ratio. The level of staffing is determined by the level of need of the participant. So in some cases, we support folks maybe 1 hour a month just to help them make sure their checkbook is in order. Compared to some of the more extreme cases where we have two individuals awake 24/7 with an individual because they need that level of support. And it could be behavioral need, it could be medical need, but by and large, it equates out to about that 1-1 staffing ratio. I know some of the other community-based providers that I work with in the state run closer to a 2-1 staffing, two staff to one participant. And in those cases, they generally take on a higher needs population. I don't know the exact staffing ratio for BSDC, but the dollar amounts for us, per participant, it costs the state about $45,000 per year per every participant. With the BSDC, it's about $275,000 per participant. So that tells me that, you know, their staffing ratio is much higher than what we have. So hopefully that gets to your question there.
You answered it.
Just looking at your revenues versus expenses, mm-hmm. you're about $3 million under your revenues. Is that similar to our budget where... that just rolls into the next year, and then that's yes. tax asking that you don't request?
Yes. In our case, so the funding, the vast majority of the funding that we get is Medicaid. By and large, that funding is set up as a cost-based funding. So we generally have enough to get by. Any sort of surplus we have or county funding that we receive, we generally then reinvest that in new vehicles, new facilities, maintaining those assets that we have. Throughout the region, we have just over 200 vehicles, and we manage about 80 homes. and 20 commercial locations. So really that surplus goes to that primarily. So hopefully that answers that.
Any other questions for Mr. Kosick? Thank you very much.
Thank you all. Good seeing you.
Mr. Lytle?
Place the annual report on file.
Second.
Motion by Lytle, second by Swavely to place Region 5 Services annual report on file. Any discussion? Vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Up next, approve or disapprove a 1% increase for the lid on restricted funds. This is a procedural vote. Basically, we're allowed to increase by 2%. This allows for an additional 1% if that's deemed necessary. I'll encourage all of you that will not be necessary this year, but procedurally, we do vote for that just in case annually.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Juergens, second by Lytle. Any additional discussion? Please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Approve or disapprove the recommendation for 2 special designated liquor licenses for the Gage County Ag Society, 1 for the Gage County Fairgrounds Beer Garden on the Midway for the Gage County Fair, July 26th. Through the 29th of 23, and 1 for the bull riding rodeo at the horse arena, July 26th, 23.
Move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Haxby, second by Lytle. Any discussion on these items? Sheriff doesn't see any issues with either of these. And this is only a recommendation to the liquor commission. We have a motion by Haxby, second by Lytle. Please vote. 7 in favor. Would anyone like to come up and speak at all? Or?
All right. Well, as you know, the fair is coming up in just a couple weeks. I have some pamphlets here. The theme is Buckets of Fun. I'd like to invite you all to come out. Enjoy the fair. And thank you for your support. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you.
Anybody
else? I've got some extras here, so. If you have any questions, I'd answer them, but
you still fast. You still getting a good midway?
We have a very good midway. We think we have an excellent midway. Very easy to work with, and they're clean. And as you know from being a past member, that's pretty important. So
yep.
They come out of Texas and they do their thing and they like it here, and or at least that's what the employees say. So we like to have them, and that's pretty much what makes it fair. So
well, thank you for all your work. The fair board is kind of a thankless job at times. We appreciate it. Thank you for putting everything on. That between the fair and the Ag Society working together on things, hopefully you make some money on some of these things to try to amortize some of that cost out. But yeah, thank you for all the work you put in.
Thank you.
Lastly on the agenda, discuss and approve or disapprove the request for detention center needs assessment. This is something you want to take this, Mr. Lytle? Do you want me to?
You can if you want, or I can. It doesn't matter. Whatever you want, boss.
take it away. Right. Maybe I'll chime in some. But.
This is just a request to the sheriff, more or less, just to put in have a review done, needs assessment done, as far as what we need for our jail services over here. Think it's time. This isn't a we're building a new jail. This isn't a we're remodeling a jail. This is what do we need for our needs, and so that's kind of the idea behind the assessment.
Move to approve.
Okay.
We have a motion by Haxby, second by Dorn, to approve detention center needs assessment. Any additional discussion on this? And this would be for basically taking a look at total picture, prisoners, needs, just a general overall assessment. No additional discussion. Please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Anything else for the good of the order?
There's got to be something.
You can get in the Guinness book with this one. Just let it go.
Yeah. Nice. We haven't had a pre-9:30 meeting. I will remind you, 1 o'clock, we do have, we will reconvene Equalization Board and hear our first protests. Grab something to eat before, and Terry, I guess we'll see you at 1 o'clock.
Terry.
We will adjourn at 9:21.
Can you stick